Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, what's up? Good evening, and this is Stacey Johnson, your host of Black People Business Wednesday on Tuesday. And tonight we are going to be continuing and hopefully finishing up for this part of our Black History lesson with the our fellas, the Black Panthers, and the Honorable Mr. Malcolm X. And, you know, I just want to say, people for listening. You know, first of all, before I even do that, today is 9/11. And we're going to give a moment of silence for the people that passed away on this day. And I can't even imagine. You know, both of my parents have been long gone. You know, so the pain of somebody really close leaving you has come and gone in my life. And I've dealt with it and gone. But we just want to take 30 seconds because we only got 30 minutes of silence. And then I'm going to say a prayer for the people and the families that they can find peace in their life. Hopefully 11 years later, and we're going to take some silent time. So here we go right now. And this is in respect and love for the families of 9/11 and the people that were long gone and the heroes and the mommies and the daddies and the babies. And here we go. We're going to turn down everything. Okay, we got to turn it. I even stopped breathing. Like, I'm about to pass out. You know, and I just want to put a shout out. And I like to pray. And I want us all to pray as a family of God and a nation that something like that we never experience in our life again. That something is tragic, something we could never, ever imagine flying an airplane through buildings when people are in them. In the soul of the people that are able to do stuff like that, let's pray for those people too, because that's just so. God, today we just want to give thanks that we're here and we're alive, and we're here and we can give thanks that, you know, we can go on and honor them and honor, you know, their memories and the heroes and all that good stuff. And we never want to forget the sufferings of other people, so we can always remember how lucky we are to be alive. We want to give it up. So today we're going to give it up for our Black leaders, because I'm lucky. I feel extremely lucky being born in 1964 and never really having to ever experience, and most of us never having experienced racism, never having to have it thrown in our face, never having to pay in the front of the bus and go walk in the back of the bus only for the bus to leave you. We don't know nothing about that. You know, we don't know nothing about that to the point where, well, I don't really think we as a nation, as a Black community, or I already know as a Black community, we don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate it. We don't do it. We don't pay attention to it. We allow them to give us a month out of the year, and then during that month, nothing goes on. So me as a person, as long as I'm alive and I'm looking for some dream keepers and some Orion warriors. And the dream keepers are people that say, yes, Dr. Martin Luther King, you died for a reason. You didn't die just so we could be fancy in 2012 and just let every year go by. Oh, the dream. That's some old dead shit as far as I'm concerned. We dream keepers. We understand that we wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for the sacrifice of people like Dr. Martin Luther King, like the Panthers, like who else? Who else am I talking about today? And you have to excuse me. I get up very, very early, and my business beat my butt today. So I'm trying to hang on because I see people are listening, and I thank you so much, and I appreciate it so much that you are listening, because this is important. That shows me, and that gives me hope. And now I just, you know, the first thing, I just got to give it up to God when I see the number of people that listen, because that shows me that, yeah, you guys are just as interested about this stuff as I am. And all somebody has to do is begin to talk about it. This is our history. This is who we are. This is why we are. And we should know. We have every right to discuss this stuff. Yeah, it hurts some people's feelings. But, yeah, okay, well, you went and took some people and made them slaves in your country. Yeah, well, that might hurt your feelings. But the reality of it is that it happened, and we have to understand that who gives a damn about that? It happened, and thank God we're not living that today. That's all I got to say, because I'd be one footless Negro because I would just keep running, okay? So it's important to me as a dream keeper and a Orion warrior. You know, I've always in the back of my mind, even when my kids were little, that's why my kids know Black history. Why is it that we don't teach any or give the option to teach Black history in schools today? Our school system's so screwed up. Chicago's, oh, they're striking and stuff. Oh, good. Because you know what? I'm a mom of three kids in the public school system, and it sucks. So, yeah, somebody finally called them on the carpet and just not going to let them get paid for doing nothing while our kids just grow year after year more and more ignorant. Unless the family takes initiative and makes sure your kid is intelligent, we're going to grow up with a country of ignorant kids, because 99% of people aren't making sure their kids are doing anything productive these days. In our culture, we're the very last. So, you know, I beat that drum in my kids' head, 24, 22, and 20. I don't care how old you are. Be productive. You got to do something productive in this world. Come on now, people. You know, all the days of sagging your ass out, and even nasty dreadlocks. I got dreadlocks, but the nasty ones, come on now. You want to see yourself in a way. I always thought, can I walk into a board meeting looking the way I look? Is that a yes or a no? If you can walk into a board meeting looking the way you look, then you're looking like a person that is going somewhere. If you can't, clean up your act, get your shit together. So today we're talking about people that had their shit together. But this country didn't like what they were doing, and basically they eliminated my boys. And that was just about it. And as a dream keeper, you have to, you know, I got kids, and, you know, and I got parents that were very, very proud Black people, you know, and I'm my bad for marrying somebody that wasn't shit. I'm back there. I'm back in 19, whatever year that was. And now that my kids are grown, I'm like, you know what, now's the time to reboost where I got stuck. You know, we as a Black community, we already know we don't take care of our kids. We don't value education. And we have to. And we have to go back and we have to look at the lives of people like Dr. Martin Luther King and the Poor People's Campaign. You know, where are those people? Okay, we're going to go back, because I know you ain't calling to just, or listener, or listening, or tuning in to listen to me ramble. You're here to listen to something of value. So let's go talk about the Honorable Malcolm X, because this was a man much like myself, okay, that just was like, knew the truth and didn't give a damn about letting it be said. You know, and back in those days, I can't even imagine, because I'm like one of a kind like that today. It's like I'm the only one. But we got groups of Black people willing to take a stand, willing to die, willing to do what they had to do to better the Black community. Where are those people today when they have much more than what these men had? Much more money. Maybe. And much more education. I mean, all these, again, Negroes that are getting together having chit-chats, but in the neighborhood you come from, kids are still poor. I mean, come on now. NAACP, come on now. 20 years, we couldn't have, like, I mean, we've eradicated Black something. You know, I mean, by now, don't you think by now, Black people, ain't nobody been here longer than us, than the Indians, okay? We last on the totem pole, but we've been here the longest. Come on now. To me, like my mama says, it's either Black or it's white, or it's bullshit. And that's bullshit. Don't call yourself a Black leader. Get off TV. Represent Black people. If you're not willing to go into the nearest school, go help somebody with some math, be a dream keeper. You always talking about the dream every birthday, every happy birthday, all that. Don't do nothing. So Malcolm X, he was born May 19th, and my son is here, and he always makes it a point, like he's five, to just rumble around like he's five and he's 22. I wish he would go sit down. All right, Malcolm X, May 1925. He was born and assassinated February 21st, 1965. Wow. Anytime I see 60 anything, it's like, man. And I should see somebody, Shaquita X, born 1957 and still alive and working where Malcolm X dropped off. You see what I'm saying? Who the hell are we to think as black Americans that we could just sit on our asses, take all the benefits of what these people die for, and just giggle about little boys getting shot and then go giggle and wear a hoodie and say we down for black discrimination and, oh, we got to stop this. No, it's bullshit. Organize. All right, here we go. I'm going to try to be organized. Now, he was also known as Detroit Red because of his wonderfully, beautifully red hair, also known as El Haj Malik El Shabazz. And he was the, or an, African or American spokesperson for the Nation of Islam. Malcolm X, he was the founder of the Muslim Mosque, Inc., and the Organization of Afro-American Unity. During his life, Malcolm went from being a streetwise Boston hoodlum to one of the most prominent black nationalist leaders born in the United States. As a militant leader, Malcolm X advocated black pride, economic self-reliance, and identity politics. Man, the three things we so desperately need today. I'm going to say that again because I got all three of those and shit. You feel me? Malcolm X advocated black pride. If you have black pride, you don't think it's all cute that Shaquita's walking around looking nasty and don't know how to conduct herself in a public forum. You're going to do your best to pull Shaquita to the side and say, Shaquita, you can get butt hurt if you want, but let me try to help you because you're not going to get nowhere acting like that. That's black pride. Black pride's not, I got mine, you ain't got shit, and giggle, giggle. Black pride's not selling drugs to your own people and ruining them, giggle, giggle. Black pride is not hoeing a 15-year-old girl and calling her your wife, giggle, giggle. Malcolm X advocated black pride. Oh, black pride is also not showboating that you've got everything in the fucking world, Oprah. Oh, damn. Wow, your people don't have anything. And if somebody didn't give you a leg up, only God knows where you would be. Anyway, back to Malcolm X. Malcolm X advocated black pride, economic self-reliance, and identity politics. He ultimately rose to become the world-renowned Pan-Africanist and human rights activist. Malcolm X was assassinated in New York City on February 21, 1965, on the first day of the National Brotherhood Week. He explained the name he chose for himself, Malcolm X, by saying, quote, "To take one's ex is to take on a certain mystery, a certain possibility of power in the eyes of one's peers and one's enemies. The ex announced what you had been and what you had become. The ex-smoker, the ex-drinker, the ex-Christian, and the ex-slave." My nigga, Malcolm X. You know, he wouldn't like that, would he? He wouldn't like that word. See, that's why they let them go ahead and die before we thought it was cute to call each other niggas. Because my mama, she put a mister in front of the word nigga before she said it. All right. Also, the X stood for the unknown original surname of the slaves from whom Malcolm X descended, in preference to continuing to use a name which would have been given by a slave owner. So he was really into that, you know, I might have been a slave then, but I'm not one no more, so I'm going to take on my own identity by calling myself Malcolm X. He received his Muslim name, El Haj Malik El Shabazz, when he became more famous. And, you know, but basically, over his lifetime, he discovered that his buddy, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, was honorably laying with honorably many, many women, and he wasn't going for it, broke loose, didn't like it. And as they solved everything back in the 60s and early 70s with the gun, and that's exactly what they did. It's a huge story, and I'd love to continue. I'm going to put it on our website, but we got to continue when we come back with my boys, the Black Panthers, Panthers, Panthers. Hold on one sec. We got to take a drink. But again, I want to thank everybody for listening. We're going to make this better and beginning soon. I want to start taking phone calls because it ain't just about me running my big mouth. I want to hear what you guys have to say about everything. Dream Keepers, well, what do you think about that? Well, don't you think by now, I mean, I do, and all it takes is money. I mean, really, all it takes is money. So I beat myself crazy today from 6 o'clock till 6 o'clock. I've been on a Kroger in Savannah, Georgia, so I'm trying to get cash for the nonprofit. Well, that's my business, but all my money goes for the nonprofit. I don't have no kids no more. So if I got $20 for food in the week, $20 for the caddy, and $20 for the goodie, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I did that. What I do? A McDonald's. And you know, I got the insurance company gave me carpal tunnel. Let alone clicking for 12 hours straight. But you know, when you have a labor of love, you do what you love for the labor you love. So next on Black People Business Wednesday, on Tuesday, we're going to be talking about the Black Panthers, man. Them cats were some out-of-sight dudes, man. They were some good cats. We're going to be back. I'll be back. We're going to take a drink, sing a song, go to the potty, do some fun stuff. I'll be back. I love you. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Tuesday, where who do you think you are? I know who I am. But who do we think we are? That we could just slide on the mercies and the goodness and the sacrifice of these people and think we don't have to continue. Be a dream keeper. And Orion Warriors, okay, it's clear in the sky. I'm, 3, 4 o'clock, my alarm goes off about 3. So probably about 5, he's right there at my window, eastern sky. And what I say, look for the belt of righteousness. That's 3 bright stars. Boom, boom, boom. That's the 3 stars where the pyramids of Giza, they say those, placement of those are based on those 3 stars. So you'll see the belt, I call it the belt of righteousness, bright, tingly. I call it the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know, because that's the warrior in the sky. He's watching you. Even when the daytime comes, he's still there. But look for him, because you'll see his shoulders, you'll see his kneecaps, and he's there, and he's protecting you. Orion Warriors, Dream Keepers, that's why you listen, that's why I love you. This is the diary. I'll be back. Now I really got a potty. I'll be back. All right, all right. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Tuesday, and this is your host, Stacey F. Johnson, the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, Eli's Ganny, and Freddie, Chris, and Jesse's mama. And you know what? You know, I watch the Colbert Report. You know, when people come on his show, he calls it the Colbert bump. But I think I personally got the Eli bump, because Eli was chit-chatting with me on the show a little bit. Ganny, I love you. I'll talk to you later. And three times as many people listened to yesterday's show. I'm like, I got the Eli bump, man. But that's my baby. Okay, so what we're talking about today and tomorrow, well, not tomorrow, because, well, maybe I can talk about Black people every day. So I love Black people. But I wanted to go on and not just skim over Malcolm X, you know, because I'm beat, but I love this. And when you do what you love, you know, the beatness goes away, and it comes and goes, but it's going away. Now, Malcolm was born, and we need a little history, in Omaha, Nebraska, as Earl Little, to Earl Little, his mom and dad, and Louise Little. And he was born, let's see, his father was an outspoken Baptist lay preacher and supporter of Marcus Garvey, who was believed to have been killed by the Black Legion, which was a white supremacist group in Lansing, Michigan, back in 1931. Malcolm and his siblings had to be split up and then sent to different foster homes when his mom was declared legally insane. I remember that a little bit from the wonderful movie with my man, Denzel. In 1939, she was formally committed to the state mental hospital in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and remained there until Malcolm and his brothers got her out 6 years later. Thank God for that. Malcolm graduated from junior high and at the top of his class, but dropped out of school. And this is what I wanted to make sure I got through. He dropped out when his favorite teacher crushed his dreams to be a lawyer by telling him that that wasn't a realistic goal for a nigga. Not even a Black person. Not even a Negro, a nigga. So after enduring a series of foster homes, Malcolm was first sent to a detention center and then later moved to Boston to live with his older sister, where he got into, you know, drugs and pimping, and ended up in jail. He says that, when he lived with his sister, he worked at the Lindy Hop nightclub and states that he shined the shoes of Duke Ellington, which was, wow, great honor, right, shining somebody's shoes. So got into trouble at that time, ended up in prison. That's where he became attracted to, you know, the Nation of Islam and all of that good stuff. And you know, and it's crazy. I'm reading over his history, and Elijah Muhammad at that time was teaching how white people were cursed by God. That's why they were white. But isn't that what white people say about us? Or somebody says about us that we're Black because we got the curse. You know what I mean? So everybody individually needs to stop playing God and try to figure out who God really is. And one, like I said last night, he's inside you. He's not coming out of nobody's mouth, he's in your heart. And that's just some crazy stuff. So, of course, Malcolm X ended up taking over. People liked him. And, you know, and then once he found out all the stuff that the founder and leader was doing, he broke away and all in the breaking away. You know, he ends up killed. So that's Malcolm X. And, again, that is a Black man that just said, you know what, the things that are going on, and that's a more dangerous time, of course. I mean, but in retrospect, that was a way more dangerous time to stand up for your Black rights than today could ever be. And we have nobody that does that. But no, but I'm doing it. You know, you got to be a girl. That's okay, because I got bigger balls than anybody. They on the shelf. Anyway. All right, the Black Panther. Those are my boys. And I always say my deep interest in Black history and realizing as a Black American in America, supposedly, oh, I'm Black pride, mom and daddy, all that from the South, ooh, ah, ooh. I realized I didn't even know half of my history. And when Panther came out, Mario Van Peebles, and if try to go buy Panther today on DVD. Try to go buy that movie. You're not going to pay anything less, even on Amazon, less than $100 on DVD. I just got me a VHS copy for $7. Try to buy it on DVD because they know that's a good, powerful movie about our boys, the Black Panthers. The Panthers, through their actions, were a symbol of black strength. That's what I'm talking about. That's why people looking at me so stupid. You know, because when I go home from listening to Mr. Caucasian Man tell me how I really don't know nothing, but I got more letters behind my name than he ever will, and I got to listen to it, and hopefully I can get a check every 2 weeks out of it. But I go home, and I look at the Black Panthers, and I look at Huey and what Huey did and what they just stood for. And in a time in America where a Negro could have a gun and could use it, that's when the gun law, you're talking about gun laws, that's when they started. When them boys walked it up on Reagan's ass here in the lovely Sacramento, that's when, no longer able to carry a gun, okay, laws, because Negroes are smart. See, as soon as they figure out the Negro gets smart, that's when the laws change. So, and if you're not smart, you don't even know. So, the Panthers, through their actions, were a symbol of black strength and black resolve. That's why I love them. Ain't nobody going to tell me what I cannot do. I'm sorry. You don't know who my mama is. And like I tell these fools up here, excuse me, I'm not from Sacramento. I'm from L.A. That might help you out a little better on the way you talking to me. The Panthers demanded that blacks be treated with respect in America. See, that's why those was my boys. They backed up their beliefs with action. See, my song just stopped when I said action. They backed up their beliefs. That's why I need people to call me. What the hell are you going to do until you die? Somebody bury you to back up your beliefs with action. Or do you have any? Do you have any, first of all? We need to figure out if you have any beliefs. And if you do, what are we going to do as warriors and dream keepers to back up the beliefs? That's what it's really all about. Everybody, Orion, or the I'm worried about Orion because I see Orion in the sky and I see that's my warriors. Worry about nothing. But everybody's worrying about the stars aligning and don't know pre-calculus, but they know the stars going to align, but they didn't pass pre-algebra. But they were all of a sudden so brilliant to know that the end of the world because of the stars. Like, shut up, go pray, figure out who God is. Realize he's there for you because that's what people want you to do, to go crazy and go crazy on everybody else. Be a person of strength. Be a person of resolve like the Panther, like Martin, like Stacy. Let's do it again tomorrow. Let's do it again. We'll do it tomorrow. Doing it every day really keeps you healthy. I love you. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Tuesday, baby. And we'll get together tomorrow. We'll finish up the Panthers, and we need to go on to something else. But I need you to call in. Maybe even tomorrow I'll answer. I love you. Have a good night. Talk to you tomorrow, and let's see how many millions I can bid on tomorrow so we can get shit rolling. Go to AAASM.org and donate if you'd like. But I don't care because I'm going to get the money anyway. Funky Dan, funky you, funky me, funk it up. Have a good night, baby.